So many times, small towns are overlooked and overshadowed by the excitement of big cities, but there's really a lot going on in small-town America. The media focuses on big cities because that's where the most sensational things happen most of the time. In big cities, sensational things can involve big decisions in business or government, and those decisions affect millions of people. Other times, the focus is on big events in sports or entertainment. I get that. When something attracts media attention in a small town, it's not often for a good reason. In my own city of Ocilla, Georgia, we recently got a lot of attention. There was even a podcast that focused on us. Maybe you heard about it. A filmmaker named Payne Lindsay decided to produce the podcast Up and Vanished, about the disappearance of Ocilla resident Tara Grinstead. Now, as you might imagine, it's difficult to market your town as a nice place to visit and live when the thing you're most known for is a crime. Ocilla is so much more than that one thing. And as I get to know other people from other small towns, there are just so many great stories about unsung heroes and small communities that stood together and overcame struggles against all the odds. Some of the most interesting stories to me are those that come from a mayor or a council member of a small town that served for many years in that position. They have such an interesting perspective. Now, I don't fault anyone for moving on to a state or federal political office, but I'm fascinated by someone who stays in local government and is able to lead steady growth and change over a long period of time. And in so many cases, they have to overcome some very difficult challenges that many small towns have been facing over the years. Mr. Lace Futch, he is the former mayor of the city of Willacoochee. Mr. Mayor, Mr. Chairman, Mr. President, welcome to Small Town Podcast.
Thank you, and welcome, Mr. Mayor, from Ocilla, Georgia, to Willacoochee.
Well, thank you, sir.
Mr. Mayor, thank you for coming to Vienna, and welcome.
We're always glad to have a fellow mayor here.
I appreciate that very much.
I was born and raised in Willacoochee. I've always, always loved my town, Matt. I care a lot about my town. I love Willacoochee, but I love my county, and I also love City of Pearson. A long time ago, in the late 40s, early 50s, they'd load up a busload of boys in Pearson to come to Willacoochee to whip the Willacoochee boys. And they got here and they got off the bus, and Clifton Parker, I think he just beat two of them right to start with.
Do you have people come through all the time that try to say it's Vienna, but you have to correct them, it's Vienna?
All the time. I just simply say, think about it like this. You have an Aunt Viola and an Aunt Anna, and you just put it together and it's Vienna.
Vienna.
I'm the reason, partly the reason they built the new Budweiser plant in Jacksonville. They had to do that to keep up with me.
Just to keep up with your drinking.
Yeah, I drank Natural Light. Ooh, boy. Man, I could sit here and I sat right here in this office and drink a case. I mean, 24 cans of Natural Light.
All right, now you know we're recording this, right?
I know that. I know that.
And I said, look, Mr. Mayor, you're not going to even listen to what I've got to say. And he said, I've got Christmas decorations. We don't need Christmas decorations. And he said, and if you don't like that, you ought to run for mayor.
I sense that maybe that's how you got into politics right there.
And I said, Mr. Mayor, I will run for mayor. I did, and I won.
I can visualize us keeping that depot and making a museum or and some offices and different things just to preserve it.
There's a lot of smaller cities in rural areas in South Georgia that now regret having not been as good about historic preservation.
The city of Tifton saved there.
Vienna is a very good community. Anyone who comes here, we love them to have them, and we want to get them involved just as soon as possible in everything that's going on.
Atlanta's a great city, and I'm sure it's the engine of Georgia, but it's not all the engine. You've got a lot of other spark plugs out here in the hinterland of Georgia. I think it's the heart of America. That's where America is today. I think it's in the small towns. In a small town, you know everybody. And everybody knows you. Being able to know everybody and be their neighbor and to actually to help one another.
I hope to learn from these folks as I try to lead Ocilla to better progress in the future. And I know that you all will be very entertained in the process. There are plenty of real characters in small towns, and some of them end up running the place. I'm going to visit some great small towns. Come go with me.